This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting the presidential candidates continue to battle for advantage ahead of five state nominating contests on Saturday. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump said on Twitter that he would not attend the Conservative Political Action Conference in a Maryland suburb outside Washington. At that conference, Republican National Committee Chairman Rents Priebus said whoever is nominated would receive the full support of the party. Some Republicans have been eager to derail Trump in a primary race that has been reduced to four competitors, including U.S. Senators Ted Cruz of Texas and Marco Rubio of Florida, and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Meanwhile, Democratic contenders Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bernie Sanders were preparing Friday for this weekend's presidential nominating contests. Five states, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, and Nebraska, have either caucuses or primaries in the next few days. Turkey says that its tanks shelled Islamic State positions in northern Syria and not those of the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia. The YPG had said in a statement that two Turkish tanks fired dozens of shells at its positions in the area of Afrin in northwestern Syria. The French news agency reports that since mid-February, Turkish howitzers stationed just inside the border had shelled targets of the Syrian Kurdish Democratic Union Party and its armed wing, the People's Protection Units, or YPG, inside Syria. Turkey's military said it was responding to incoming fire. The United States had urged Turkey to halt its fire in the run-up to the partial ceasefire in Syria. This is VOA News. Authorities in Yemen say at least 15 people, including four Christian nuns from India, were killed when militants burst into a retirement home early Friday in Aden. Security officials said the attackers fired automatic weapons as they entered the rest home. The dead include the four nuns, two Yemeni women who worked at the home, eight elderly residents, and a guard. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees Office is proposing a plan to help resolve Europe's refugee crisis. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the move comes ahead of a European Union ministerial meeting with Turkey in Brussels next week.
UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says the situation could be largely resolved if European nations would implement a plan they agreed to last year for the fair and equitable relocation of refugees. Fleming says most of the countries are unwilling to face up to their responsibilities, as only 603 people have been relocated.
It's not fair that Greece and Italy have to take on all of the people who are arriving and all that entails. And it's not fair that Austria, Germany, and Sweden, on behalf of all of Europe, have to take the burden of all the refugees who are arriving.
The UNHCR is proposing a six-part plan to EU member states to manage and stabilize the refugee situation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. economy had a strong net gain of 242,000 jobs last month. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the unemployment rate held steady in February at an eight-year low of 4.9%. The number of jobs created was higher than many economists had predicted. Jobs grew in healthcare, retail, food services, construction, and education. Mining, which includes the oil industry, hard hit by plunging crude prices, lost jobs. Speaking at the White House, President Obama said the figures are in stark contrast to the economic situation when he took office.
Today, America's businesses are creating jobs at the fastest pace since the 1990s. America's workforce is growing at the fastest pace since the year 2000. It is showing the kind of strength and durability that makes America's economy right now the envy of the world, despite the enormous headwinds that it's receiving because of weaknesses in other parts of the world.
The data showed that 7.8 million Americans are still unemployed, which is about 800,000 fewer than a year ago. Another 6 million people who want to work full-time can only find part-time employment. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.